This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Wild cucumber is back. This vine is usually covering fields, trees, shrubs, grasses, flowers along nearly every rural road through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts east, west, and south. This year, it is here, but not as abundantly as previous years. I have comparison photos on GardenBite.com. It has a spiny fruit. This guy is a vining native annual in the cucumber or gourd family. Wild cucumber is generally overlooked until it's overtaken the plants it's growing on. It occurs throughout much of North America and has been significantly worse these last few years, 2022 being an exception so far. This choking vine grows from seed each year and literally looks like a cucumber plant at first. The branching vines can grow 25 to 30 feet long, climbing onto other foliage with curling three-forked tendrils that arise from the leaf axils. The tendrils coil when they touch anything to attach onto for support. While the flowers are kind of pretty and certainly fragrant, this plant can choke out smaller plants. Wild cucumber can create very dense, large patches, seeming to smother everything it covers. But according to Minnesota Wildflowers, it rarely does much actual damage. However, other information says it can do considerable damage. I have local pictures of this vine and also of the flowers and fruit on GardenBite.com. Wild cucumber is not defined as an invasive, but rather aggressive. Yeah, you could say that. If you have these plants, pull them off. Don't use chemicals. You'll also damage the plant it's on. I have more information on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.